This show is brought to you by ERN. Entertainment right now.
Well, you're listening to Ink Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. Thanks for joining us. Again, don't forget Ink Magazine on newsstands everywhere. Pick up a copy. The magazine for growing companies, a magazine for folks that want to become entrepreneurs. We'll help you through our magazine, through our website, through the radio show, through live events. And if you're really doing good, like Michael Whitmire and his company, JM Bullion, who just got done with, becoming Inc. 500's number 40 on the Inc. 500 list, which are the 500 fastest growing privately held companies in America at 26 years old. When folks are just finishing normally their education and just getting out of college with a whole bunch of debt, Michael and his partner, what is your partner's name, Michael?
The co-founder's name was Jonathan.
There you go. A co-founder. Thank you, Jonathan. I have a son named Jonathan. You guys are doing $661.3 million in 2015. That's killing it, man. So is 2016 doing okay too?
Yeah, it's going well.
Goodness
gracious.
We'll
be able to beat it again and things are good.
Goodness gracious. 5,907% growth. So the question is, all those lessons that you spoke about in the last segment of, the growing pains, where do we start? How do we help others that are listening to this show learn from what you and Jonathan, and I guess that's what the JM is, JM Bullion, Jonathan Michael, and I love that.
Yep.
We can teach something here. In your young age, you can teach the old guys like me something so that I don't have to perhaps make the same mistakes you did. But give me your story. I mean, you got about 5 minutes here to talk about, how did you leave school to do this and have the courage to do it? Where'd you draw that from?
So when I was in school, I already was doing some internet marketing stuff and had built up like a nice business and a good income. So it wasn't a total leap of faith. I was fortunately pretty established at that point. So I left and I worked on a few different affiliate marketing projects, like I mentioned, started JM in late 2011. And for probably the first year, we sort of just, walked around in a dark room, kind of floundering through the year and figuring out what worked in the business and what didn't. And the constant challenge we had at the start was always related to cash flow. To be in this business, there's tremendous financial needs as far as being able to even carry inventory.
Right.
So when people buy from you, you have stuff to ship to them. Like when we started, we basically had to operate on a drop ship model because we didn't have millions of dollars to carry inventory. Hmm. So that was always a challenge for us. And I would put more money in every few months as we grew, and we just kept growing ourselves into trouble. And when we really started to gain some traction was a couple buddies I had from a prior industry came in as angels, and one of them put some money in I think like July 2012, and then another one of them put kind of real money in later that year. And he actively actually manages the business with me to this day. And that's when we really started to gain traction, was both from being on better financial footing, being able to actually have inventory so we could ship orders quickly to customers and keep them happy. And then also he just helped so much just on the business development side and kind of mentoring me and providing advice, and that continues to this day. So that was a real turning point for us for sure. Another kind of major advancement for us was we actually linked up with a company who's sort of upstream of us in the supply chain, and we were able to lean on them for both inventory financing, product sourcing, and also fulfillment. That was another just constant issue we had, because we actually had, when we started, all this gold and silver just in like an office building.
Oh my God.
Millions of dollars worth of metal. Yeah. Just in like basically like gun safes. So it was always a constant worry. We had all the security cameras and stuff in the office, and I would wake up in the middle of the night, I'd have a nightmare and panic and pull up on my phone to like look at the videos and make sure, we hadn't been robbed. So I didn't sleep a lot that year, but, once we linked up with this other company and they took over all of the fulfillment, and so they managed the vault, we basically outsourced all of that. That's when we really started to come on, because then we could leverage our strengths, which are our marketing and just more on the e-commerce side. And, those guys were able to take care of the logistics.
What was the one biggest hurdle you had? I'm just curious if there was one thing that was like, oh my God, I felt like I was, you know, born that day because I finally now can start living my life that we've accomplished this. What was that one thing?
Sure. The only time that I really thought we might fail was we had an issue with actually banking. A lot of banks don't really want to play in our space. You have to be very careful with to make sure you're not laundering money or buying stolen metal or anything like that.
Right.
So we actually lost a bank account and had like a really hard time finding another one because we were, you know, two early 20s guys.
So hold it. It was the bankers. Well, of course it was. Michael, stay with us. Take a break. We'll come back and see what else we can learn from your amazing story. Number 40 on the Inc. 500. This is Inc. Radio. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Born Dodge. We'll be right back.